Welcome back. This weekend's been on refreshing the saints, a refreshment, refreshing times together. So the scripture I chose goes along with Sister June's this morning. I'm in Philemon as well, 120. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Amen. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Amen. I thought about this scripture and it caused me to think about Jacob whenever he wrestled with the angel. And he wouldn't let go until he got a blessing. So, I want to challenge each one of us to let's get a blessing. Let's have joy in the Lord from our brethren. And as brethren, let's refresh one another's bowels. Now, you think about bowels. We have physical bowels, too. And children, have you ever had a tummy ache? So, that's where your bowels are at in your tummy. If you've had a bad tummy ache, then your bowels need to be refreshed. Something needs to be done to make you feel better. So, we have spiritual bowels, too, and they have to be refreshed. I mean, if your bowels aren't refreshed, then you can get a serious problem where you could die. I mean, I think it's called septic. And they have to go to the hospital, and there's a lot of problems. So I see the Lord putting this in there for us to see if our bowels are not refreshed, it could cause a great sickness of the people of God, and they could die. So it's like something that's major. And there's only certain things in the physical body and in the spiritual body that will refresh our bowels. And I thought about this. I know for myself, what refreshes my bowels in the physical body is eating the right kind of food and having plenty of water. Good stuff. No junk food. The more junk food, the less my bowels are refreshed. I don't feel very good. So in our spiritual bodies, it's important what kind of spiritual food and drink that we get. We need refreshing and plenty of it. Plenty of water. And you know, our bowels are inside of a person. Your spiritual bowels are inside. So really, only each one of us knows if we've been truly refreshed. But there's evidence. We can give evidence when we've been refreshed. We can show evidence when we're not refreshed, too. So we want to be refreshed. So, I thought, too. Now, who is the ultimate refresher of our bowels? It's the Lord Himself. He removes sin, and what a refreshment. As a matter of fact, we couldn't be refreshed without that. He is the only one that can truly refresh our bowels. Amen. So we have to focus on Him. So I thought about what are some things for myself personally that refreshes my bowels, my spiritual bowels in the assembly. So that's kind of going to be a brief introduction on that. I'm just going to talk about a few things. So the first thing I thought about is hoping in the Lord. For me, this is one way I refresh myself. Brother Jonathan brought out that someone said something about refreshing themselves. I refresh myself by hoping in the Lord. Another way I refresh myself is by casting all my burdens upon the Lord and not being anxious for anything. He says, not anything. And we can really do that because we can trust in the Lord. He's faithful and true. Amen. And as I do this, I'm refreshed because the Lord gives me strength. And then I have fellowship with the Lord, so I'm even more refreshed. And then I find myself walking in the Spirit. And isn't there a peace and refreshment in this? When we can walk in the Spirit, and then when we see others that are walking in the Spirit. Because as we do this, we refresh the saints, and they're able to do it as well. It just blesses my soul to be able to do this. To think on Christ, this really refreshes me. To be able to, I mean, you know, there was a time when none of us could really think on Christ. But isn't it refreshing to know that we can actually reason on the Lord? We can know Him. That we can see how He's saving us and what He's done, the price He's paid, and that it's not in vain. He said it's not in vain. He's not going to lose one. We can be refreshed by that. We can be refreshed to know that He made this investment in each one of us. And all of our brethren all over the world. It's refreshing when I see others walking by faith. And really, like the little children, they really refresh me when I see them, when they say a word, even when they say amen. That refreshes me. Yeah. The singing and the music, that refreshes me. Now, wasn't Brother Jonathan's part that he did really refreshing. And then we had today the children. We had Brother Judah and Sister Taylor. That was really refreshing. And then Brother Matt, Brother Jonathan played another thing. And if I miss somebody, I'm sorry. It refreshes me to choose the good and refuse the evil. I am refreshed by living a quiet and peaceable life, by being glad in the Lord. I really don't want to be in anybody else's business or anything like that. I just want to live a quiet and peaceable life, love the Lord, and walk by faith and walk in the Lord. I love depending on God and seeing Him work, because He's always faithful. Revelation 19:11 says, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war." I can depend on God.
Yes,
He's going to do what He says. I'm refreshed by praying and seeing the answers to these prayers. Sometimes they're not the answers that I prayed for, but I still see that God is right in all He does.
Amen.
I'm refreshed whenever someone's up here and they speak to me as who I am in the Spirit. That they see me really as a chosen one of God. One of God's children, His daughter, their sister, Christ's inheritance, a fellow sojourner and pilgrim, one of those who are experiencing the same things as the brethren all over the world, someone who loves the Lord and loves everyone else with fervent charity. I'm refreshed if people see me this way. And it's refreshing to me not to know the brethren after the flesh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard. That's hard when you live with the brethren. We live with one another, so we have to do that too in our homes. It blesses me when I'm stirred up by the brothers or sisters that speak at the assembly, when they speak on whatever things are lovely and pure. These things refresh me. They encourage me. I love to show mercy and kindness. It's refreshing. And to be encouraged. It refreshes me when the brethren believe all things about one another. You know, it says love believes all things. I had an opening one time on this, and I was able to look in it more. But this means that we see what God sees of Christ in them. No matter, you know, we can see that part of them. It refreshes me when I'm able to help others cast down vain thoughts. It refreshes me to be a peacemaker. And I thought about, you know, I want to be the kind of minister when I stand up here that you're refreshed and say, you know who I thought about? I thought about Sister Anita. I said, you know, I want to bring, when I bring something up here, I want you to say, wow, Sister Melissa's on the schedule. I'm going to like that. So Sister Anita, you know, if she's going to cook something, it's going to be good. So it's like, you look forward to it, don't you? So I want to be like that. I want to be that way. I want you to look forward to if you see that I'm going to be up here. Refreshment builds up the saints. And I'm refreshed to walk by faith. You know, the Lord, we have to walk by faith. It really is refreshing because all the different things that happens requires you to walk by faith. And you can get a strength from that. Now, the last thing that I want to say, Brother Jonathan spoke about the musical instruments being a ministry of refreshment, and I thought, you know what? He's right, because that was real refreshing. And then somebody, I think Brother Aaron, said something about the singers.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't prepare a special, and I'm not a singer. I love to sing, but we're going to sing a cappella.
Yeah.
I'm going to lead it, and this is going to be the end of my introduction. But in this song that we're going to sing, then I want everybody to stand that wants to stand. I want you to sing it unto the Lord and to one another. And let's make this commitment to the Lord, this song. It's on page 318, I Need Thee. Blue book, 318. You know, we want to confess to the Lord that we need Him every hour. We know it's true. We know it's true. And I think confessing this to Him will make Him work. So page 318. I'm going to try to start it, so please, everybody's ready. I need
you, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford.
to the Lord. And so I want to say a prayer, and I want everybody to join in with me. And this prayer I'm going to pray for our assembly. Dear Heavenly Father, we've come before you now. All of us have come as one united group. And we pray, Lord, that you will refresh us, that you'll bless us, and that any things that have been going on, all these things, you know of these things, Lord, and you've orchestrated many things. And so we pray that each one of us in our hearts, that we will be committed unto you, that we'll be refreshers of the saints. All these things we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Sister Emily will come up.